How's everyone feeling today?
I didn't go.
And he said he's going to call.
It's very hot outside. It's humid. It's foggy.
Humidity.
So Ben was going to.
I beat the humidity. I guess when I came in the morning.
And now he hasn't made a call yet. So.
So both said we're looking at Daf Hey over the Aleph. Okay then. Now this sugya here on the top of Hayom and Aleph, which Belinetta will see part of it inside in just a minute, but just by way of introduction, touches on the issue of a karbon liachar misa, and specifically a chatos liachar misa, which means that, let's say, Leah gave birth, and therefore she's obligated in two karbonos. She has to bring a karbon ola and a karbon chatos. We'll have a lot to say about the sequence, but we're not up to that yet. But just let's say, just to oversimplify it, the sequence has to be chatos and then ola. So let's say she was successful, Baruch Hashem, to bring the karbon chatos, but then unfortunately she passed on. And the question is, what about the karbon ola? She has an obligation during her lifetime to bring the ola, and now the question becomes, when the Yarshim bring the karbon ola? So the Gemara here on Daf Heyam and Aleph, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, quotes a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masech Tekinin. But the Mishnah says, it's about 7 lines down from the top, 8 lines down, Ha'isha Sheheviya Chatosa. So she brought her chatos, umesa, and then she died. Then Yaviu Yarshim Olasa. So in that case, they can bring the carbon ol. So that's okay. And this is part of a debate that goes on, which we've discussed in the past, between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Eliezer, where Reish Lakish says, how can you bring a carbon without Ritzu, without Kapara? And Rabbi Eliezer responds to him, well, what are you going to do with this Mishnah? The Mishnah says that we're going to bring this karbon ola after the death. Thank you. What page is it on so I can open it myself? Because I don't remember.
Samak Aleph is on Samak Aleph.
Okay. Let's see. I just want to leave this open so I... What was the Sima number? Just forget about the page.
Same as Samak Aleph. Daf Samak Aleph.
Yeah, okay, you have a different... Okay, Samak Aleph. Okay, just I want to keep it open. It helps me psychologically that I know I have it open. So where were we? Let's see. Oh, yeah. So Rabbi Lesa says, you have a problem with this, Reish Lakish. There's no such thing as a karbon that's brought on the Mizbeach, and it's devoid of any kapara. Well, in the case of the Yoledes, we're going to bring ha karbon ola. As I state in the Mishnah, you can't deny the Mishnah. Even liachem misa, the Yoshim are going to bring that karbon. We have a principle called ein kapara lemesim, and therefore this karbon would seem to be devoid of any element of kapara, and yet we bring the karbon. The Gemara then ensues is a whole discussion about whether or not the kapara of this ola is limited to leida, or maybe it expands even beyond Leida for a mitzvah saseh, and therefore she, the bas or whoever the yarshim, can bring this karbon, even though it will not achieve a kapara as far as what Leida is concerned, but it will achieve kapara as far as mitzvah saseh are concerned. That's going to be the focal point of the sugya, the shakla v'tariya. But there's another dimension to this sugya, and that's the dimension that we really want to put our focus on, and that is the sefer, that Mishnah. The Mishnah continues and says that olasa umesa, she only brought during her lifetime, this Yoledes, a karbon ola, and now what's left, which she didn't get a chance to bring, a chatos. So the Mishnah says, lo yaviu yarshim chatosa. The Yarshim cannot bring the chatos after Misa. Now, what is the reason why the Mishnah established this contrast, where on the one hand, the Ola we could bring Liachar Misa, but the chatos we cannot? Now again, there's a whole other discussion here that Bali Neder will get to later on. What exactly is the Mishnah talking about, just in terms of the scenario, the Hechatimtza? We don't really understand how it's possible that she brought the Ola during a lifetime, but she didn't bring the Chatas, because in truth, the Chatas always has to come before the Ola. But let's leave that on the side so that we don't get sidetracked. But the fundamental question that we do want to address is, why is it that the Chatas, as opposed to the Ola, cannot be brought Li'achar Misa? And if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Lo Yaviu Yarshim Chatasa. This is about 10 lines down from the top. Rashi says, V'hilchasa gemira loy d'lemisa azle. That if a chatas was designated by the Baal HaKarb and the Baal HaChatas, and then he goes the way of all flesh, and he's dead, then Rashi says, that's called lemisa azle. We have to take this karb and chatas and let it die. It's completely excluded from the Mizbeach. Why? Because Mesu Baleha. And Rashi says, if you're going to ask me for some source or some principle that tells me why, in the case of Mesu Baleha, the Chatas goes Lemisa, the answer is Hilchasa Gemira. That's one approach. What we're going to try to analyze is what the Gemara establishes elsewhere, not here in Masechta Zvachim, but in Masechta Menachos, that the reason why this case of a Chatas, Shemesu Baleha, the Chatas has to go Lemisa, is for an entirely different reason. And that's because it's Eino Roy Lekapara, which means that since we have a principle called Eina Mesa Mechaprim, the Chatas clearly has no power, it's not effective to engender a Kapara on behalf of the Baila, because Ein Kapara Lemesa. And our issue is going to be, number one, are there nafkaminas between what the Gemara establishes in Menachos, that the reason why the carbon is pasul and the chatas goes to death is because ein kapara lemesim, and it's not royal kapara. And Rashi's explanation, which seems to put it into a different context, called hilchasa gemirale, are there differences? And then if there are differences, then we're going to have another headache, and how do we reconcile Rashi with the Gemara Menachos? The Gemara says that it's chatas shemesa is azlam lemesa because of what? Eino roi le kapara, and Rashi says it's a hilchasa gemirale. And again, if we prove that there's differences, there are nafkaminas, then we have to somehow reconcile Rashi with the Gemara and Menachos. So what I want you to do is take a look here at Simon Samach Aleph, and I believe we started this discussion. You'll tell me if I'm right. On Yom Sheni, I think we started this discussion. Mm-hmm.
Is that next round?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yes, Simon Samach Aleph, which, if you have the first volume of this set, it should appear on what page?
Samach
Aleph. Rabbi, don't get confused. You have my copy, they have a more advanced copy, so it moved over to Samach Aleph. Okay, but we're not going to go through this whole thing. We had this whole hullabaloo 2 days ago, because I was quoting one page and they had it on a different page, because I have an earlier printing and they have a later printing. Okay.
Book out the two printings. That's pretty good.
By the way, Yechiel, if you can find this safer anywhere online, I don't believe you can get it online. But you never know. You look, it doesn't appear. Okay.
He added words.
Yeah. Only Sammy knows where to get it. He's got the secret.
I shared the secret.
We're falling through the cracks.
Right. Okay.
By next week, hopefully, everyone will have a copy.
Fine.
There'll be a new edition.
So, what do we have? What do we have in the Gemara in Masechta Menachos? And I'm going to pick up the text itself after I review what we've already done. So right now I'm just giving you highlights of what's in the text. And then Amir Tzashem will pick it up on the bottom of this page. And that's the Sugya Menachos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. This is the Sugya of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah has a principle, a very, shall I say, revolutionary idea, which has tremendous repercussions, in which he sets up a category of kodshim, which is called a karban hamachshir. So if anyone likes to write notes, give us a title, it's Menachos Dalid, Rabbi Yirmiyah, and it's called a karban hamachshir. Now, let's give two examples of a Korban HaMachshir. We have Asham Mitzora and Asham Nazir. These two cases are very unique. The common denominator that links them together is that the purpose of the Korban is to either allow the Nazir to count his Melos of Nazirus. Let's say, for example, a Nazir became Tomei. It's Hainti Kesedra, actually. I didn't even think of this. Parshas Nazir. And after he completes the process of becoming Tar, he's got to start the Melos all over again. I'm only mentioning this because it really occurred to me that that Nazir is our subject this Shabbos. And in order to achieve the ability to start his Melos over again, let's say, for example, he needs 30 days of Nazirus. In the middle of his first round of 30 days, he became Tomei. Now he goes through an entire purification process, which culminates with bringing a Korban Asham. And when he brings the Korban Asham, he begins to count from the beginning, Hayom HaRishon HaYiplu, and he starts counting another set of 30 days. That's called, in Rabbi Yirmiyah's language, a Korban HaMachshir, which means that the goal and the objective, or perhaps even the essence of the Korban, is to be Machshir, the Nazir, so he can start his Nazirus, because whatever he did until now is gone, because he became Tomei. And in the case of a Mitzora, we want to allow the Mitzora to reinstate him into civilian life, and allow him to eat Kodshim, or to enter into the Migdash. He became Tomei, Betumas Tzaraas. So at the end of his Tahara period, say we're up to the eighth day already, at that point he brings a Korban Asham, Asham Mitzora, and that too, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, is called a Korban HaMachshir. Comes along Rabbi Yirmiyah and he says, what's unique about a Korban HaMachshir? I'll give the rule and then I'll give the scenario. The rule is that in this case, if the Korban cannot be Machshir, I'll give you the case in a minute, then the Korban is possible. And what's the case? Shalo l'shma. If let's say the korban was brought, this asham, shalo l'shma, we're going according to the Tanakhava, by the way, of our mission at the beginning of Svachim, who holds that shalo l'shma apostles in a chatus, but not in an asham. So if there's no psul of shalo l'shma in the case of a korban asham, let's say he was makriv the asham for the purpose of being, let's say, an Ola or a Shlomim, whatever it might be, the Korban is still kosher in general, and the exceptions to that rule, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, are Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzora. Why? What's unique about these two Korbanos? They are called what? Machshirim. And in the case of a Korban or Machshir, if the Korban is not capable of effectuating the Hechsher, then the Korban is completely possible. And stop right there, whatever, let's say the Shechita was Shalom L'Shma, then you will not go through with the other avodos. Basically, you can take the korban and throw it in the rubbish. It's gone. And why is that? Says Rav. Because if the purpose of the korban is to be machshir and it cannot successfully achieve that purpose, then the whole, if I could use the phrase, raison d'etre, the whole purpose of the korban is gone, is undermined, and the korban is possible. Then the Gemara goes on to ask, well, what about the case of a korban whose essence is a machaper? And what would happen if the korban would not be able to achieve its kapara? So for example, if we take the Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim, and you're talking about a case of, let's say, an ola which was brought with a machshev, let's say the shchita was with a machshevus l'shem shlamim, and the Mishnah says that in such a case, shalo l'shmas lo alu l'bailim l'shem chova, which means that for the bailim to achieve the kapar of that carbon, they're going to have to replace it with a second carbon. Well, why not apply the principle of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and to the same extent that Rabbi Yirmiyah has his logic of havala hachshir v'lo hichshir is possible, stop right there, if it cannot be machshir because the shchita was shalo l'shma, just throw it out. We should apply the same principle to shalo l'shma in our Mishnah, which is lo ol l'bayim l'shem chov, which means it cannot bring and achieve kapara. So havala hachaper v'yeno machaper, it should be possible. And the Gemara goes on to establish in Masechta Menachos a fundamental distinction. Whereas Habala Chaper Rashi Rav, I'm saying Rabbi Yirmiyah holds in the name of Rav, that im eno machshir is possible, but in a case of machaprim, if the purpose of the carbon is not lahachshir but lachaper, then Habala Chaper, even though it's not mechaper, because again, in the case of shalol lishma, it's lo ol lebaylam v'shem chova, they have to replace it to achieve with the second carbon, the replaced carbon a kapara. Nevertheless, the carbon is still kosher. Right? Rav only said this with regard to a carbon hamachshir, but not with regard to a carbon hamachaper. And in the Gemara's language, the Gemara uses the following phrase: Matzinu shechilek hakosuv bein mechaprim ubein machshirim. So let's say, for example, Rabosai, if a matzora designated a carbon asham and then he died, would we bring that carbon asham liachar misa? Is anybody with me? Again, Mesu Baleo, and now it's a case of a carbon amachaper. But there's no kapara. I'm sorry.
No.
What I meant to say was the carbon is called a carbon amachshir, right? That's what I meant to say. And therefore, the whole purpose of the carbon is to allow the mitzora to complete his purification process and then go into the bigness. But now he's gone. So then the carbon would be possible. But what happens in a case of a carbon that's not a machshir, but it's a machaper, and now the bala carbon died, and therefore he can no longer achieve kapara, because ein kapara lemesim, will the carbon be kosher liachar misa? The answer should be yes. Why? Because the principle is matzinu shechilek hakosuv bein mechaprim ubein machshirim. Mechaprim islehu liachar misa. You can bring the carbon, it still remains kosher, even liachar misa, despite the fact that it is no longer what? A mechaper. And basically, that's the underlying logic of our mission at the beginning of Zvachim. Because if the carbon was shechted shelo lishma, it's lo alu labaylim l'shem chova, and therefore this carbon will not achieve kapara. But in the case of mechaprim, we say ispahu liachar misa, meaning there is such a thing as bringing the carbon even if there's no kapara, because ain kapara lebeis, and now we'll apply that to our mission. There's no kapara for the bala carbon in the case where the carbon was shechted shelo lishma. But machshirin, in the case of a carbon on machshir, for the examples that we gave so far, we know of only two carbonas of machshir. We have Hasham Mitzor and Hasham Nazir. Is less behuliachar misa. There's no such thing as bringing that carbon, even if it was designated during the lifetime of the person who needs the machshir. But if he died, then that carbon is no longer in existence. So the Gemara there in Masechta Menachos wants to prove that this principle is correct. And it invokes the same Mishnah that our Gemara here on Daf Hey invokes. And that is this Nana Isha Sheviya Chatosa Umesa Yaviu Yorshim Olasa. But Olasa Umesa Lo Yaviu Yorshim Chatosa. In other words, since this Yoledis died before the Chatos was brought, we cannot bring the chatos after her death, but we could bring the carbon ola if she didn't have a chance to bring the carbon ola during her lifetime. And the Gemara says that why don't we bring the chatos liachar misa? So Gemara says because it's a carbon shebola hachshir velo hichshir. Now this is interesting unto itself. We don't know enough about Mitzora to really appreciate this Gemara. The Gemara says, when I say Mitzora, I meant to say Yoledis. I'm sorry, I apologize. Again, I'm going to do this from time to time. And the problem is, what the Gemara in Bavasa calls it, Mishabeshta, Kema the all. You know, once you make a mistake, you repeat the same mistake over and over again. That's the sugya of Zecher and Zohar. You remember that? With the reading of Mechias Amolet. Anyway, so what I'm saying is the following. That, believe it or not, again, we'd have to know a lot more about Yoledis to appreciate what I'm about to say. The two karbonos of Ola and Chatos of Yoledis, one is what's called a Machaper and the other is called a Machshir. Believe this or not, and you'll have to accept it for the time being on blind faith, the Chatos is called a Karbon HaMachshir and the Ola is called a Karbon HaMachaper. And the Gemara is saying the following: the reason why we could bring the Ola after the death of the Yoledis is because that's called a Karbon HaMachaper. Again, what that means is, I don't know, because unless you assume she took a vow or something, whatever, we don't know why Yoledis needs, I mean, we should really be giving her, you know, we should be giving her a great gift, you know, for being Yoledes. Instead, we say she needs a carbon on a chaper. Okay, I don't want to try to explain that. That would be good for a drasha before Musaf. But be that as it may, we can bring the Ola Liachar Misa, because what's the categorical status of this carbon Ola for Yoledes? It's called what? A carbon amachaper. And a carbon amachaper could exist even after Misa Sabbailim, which again is the underlying principle in our Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim. But the carbon chatos, paradoxically, is classified as what? As a carbon amachshir. And the Gemara wants to prove that there's no way of salvaging a carbon if it's a machshir, liachar misa. Just like Rav, in the cases of Mitzora and Nazir, postulates that you can't bring those carbonos, liachar misa, because what's the essence of the carbon? How do you categorize it? It's a machaper. It's a carbon amachshir. If there's no machshir, then there's no carbon. So too, in the case of chatos, yoledes, which is called a carbon amachshir, if she dies, then there's no carbon liachamisa, because it's not a machshir. However, the carbon ola, insofar as it's only a carbon ha mechaper, can be brought even liachamisa. V'tzarech ir. Oh, so now we get to the kasha of the nefesh tova. And he says the following. The Gemara obviously understood, this is Lehedja in Menachos, that the reason why after the death of the Oledes we can't bring the Chatos is because it's Rabbi Yirmiyah. Namely, it's what? It's a Karban HaMachshir, and there's no such thing as a Karban HaMachshir that cannot be Machshir. Rashi says that the reason why we can't bring that Chatos, Liachar Misa, is because of the Hilchasa Gemirale. And that Hilchasa Gemirale applies to many different categories of chatos, one of which is the case of a yoledes shemesa. And Rashi says that there's a hilchos gemirale in five different cases, maybe we'll go through some of them, of carbon chatos, where the carbon is lemisa, in other words, where the carbon is pasul. And all those five are based, says Rashi, on a hilchos gemirale. Truth is, I don't need Rashi for that, but Rashi's telling me that one of those five that's included in the Hilchos HaGemirale is the case of Mesu Balev, the case of a Yoledes that died, and therefore Hachatos will not be brought posthumously because of this Halach L'Moshe Misinai called Chatos, five Chatos Mesos, that they have to go the way of all flesh because we can't bring them on the Mizbeach, and that's called the Hilchos HaGemirale. The Gemara, on the other hand, says that the reason why the chatos can't be brought after the Mises Yoledes is not because of any halacha l'moshe misinai, but because of the principle of Rabbi Yirmiyah that habola hachshir v'yeno machshir, if you have a carbon machshir and it cannot achieve its hechshir, then it's bola misa, in other words, it's possible. So how do we reconcile Rashi with the Gemara in Menachah? So again, let's just summarize. In the case of a Yoledes that dies, we do not bring ha carbon chatos, liachar misa, even if she was mafresh the carbon, designated as such as a chatos during a lifetime, she didn't get a chance to bring the carbon on the Mizbeach, we will not bring the carbon on the Mizbeach. The Gemara Menachos uses that case as a proof to Rabbi Yirmiyah that a carbon amachshir is possible if there's no possibility of hechshir, for example, liachar misa. And the Gemara equates the case of chatos of yoledes liachar misasa to the case of asham mitzora liachar misas ha-mitzora. Both have to go lemisa for the same reason, namely it's a bala hachshir velo hechshir and it's possible. Rashi, on the other hand, takes the case of chatos in the Oledes case where she died before she was able to bring the chatos, and he puts it in the category of chamesha. There are five cases of chatos that have to go to lemisa, all of which are derived from halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi applies that halacha l'moshe misinai to justify the din that this chatos that was designated by the Yoledes during her lifetime is not going to be brought after her death because of the halacha l'moshe misinai. How do we reconcile Rashi with the Gemara in Menachos? So here in the paragraph called V'yesh L'yashev, which I think is the last thing maybe that we covered together, I don't know. he says the following, that in truth, forget about the Gemara Menachos for a minute, Rashi himself contradicts himself. Rashi here in Zvachim on Daf Hey contradicts what he himself, Rashi himself, wrote in Masechta Me'ilah on Daf Yudam and Beis. The Gemara there is addressing the five chatos hamesos, the five cases of a chatos, where we just have to simply get rid of the carbon. It's pasul legamre. It's azla lemisa, as we say. And on that list, we have a vlad chatos. We'll talk about that. And then we have tmuras chatos. So that's a simple case, so to speak. It means that he has a carbon chatos in front of him on the right side. He's got a behemas chulin on the left side. He turns to the behemas chulin and he says, harezu tmurazu. And in such a case, the kdushas chatos is now duplicated, so to speak. It's cloned onto the behemas chulin. And you and I would have said, okay, so now you have a tmuras chatos, let's bring it on the mizbeach. No. Like tmuras chatos cannot be brought on the mizbeach. Or, for example, a vlad chatos. Let's say the chatos was a female and she gave birth to a vlad. The vlad also has kedushas chatos, but we can't bring it on the mizbeach. And then we have a third case. There are two other cases of chatos shemesu baleho. So the chatos was designated by the person during his lifetime, and then before he got a chance to bring the chatos, he died. And the carbon now, which is a chatos, cannot be brought on the mizbeach. So Rashi says in Masechta Me'ilah, "Dehavi mehanach hei chatos hamesos vlad chatos lahachi mesa sharei eino reuya lekapara shelo efrisha mitchilo lekach." Okay, there's a technical point over here, and that is that the original afrasha in the case of Vlad Chatos wasn't designated for this particular kapara, because only the mother the mother was designated for the kapara. So the afrasha of the mother was for the purpose of a kapara. And in Chatos, there's halacha that the afrasha itself has to be designated for a particular kapara. I think we mentioned once here that, let's say, he violated both chelev and dam, and he was mafrish this animal for chelev and this animal for dam, because again, in two different isurim, two different chiyuvei kares, you have to be mafrish two different chatos. You can't kill two birds with one stone. If you eat dam twice, that's a different story, but dam and chelev. And then he brought the carbon that was designated for dam as a kapara for the chelev. The Gemara says that's possible, because again, the afrosh of the carbon has to relate it to the specific sin, the chet yadua umesuyon. And here in this case of vlad chatos, Rashi says it's eino reuya lekapara, because there was never afrosh on the vlad chatos for the sake of this particular chet, and therefore it's eino reuya lekapara. And if it's eino reuya lekapara, then it's lemisa asla. Notice that Rashi doesn't quote what? Halacha Moshe Misina. Rashi's giving us the principle called Eina Ruil Kapara. And presumably, the same way that Rashi would apply that principle to Vlad Chatos, that the din of a Vlad Chatos is Mesa because it's Eina Ruil Kapara, we would apply the same principle to a case of Mesu Balel, right? Or our case of Yoledes, that Ein Kapara LeMesim, and therefore again it's Eina Ruya LeKapara. So we really have a major problem over here, because not only does Rashi contradict the Gemara Menachos by telling us that the reason why Mesu Balea is possible in Chatos is because of Halacha LeMoshe Misinai, whereas the Gemara in Menachos equates it to Eino Roy LeHechsher, it's a Karbon HaMachshir. If it doesn't have the Hechsher element, then it's possible. But moreover, Rashi himself in Masechta Me'ilah seems to be operating with this concept of whether it's royal kapara, it's not royal kapara. He seems to have dropped the ball on Halacha LeMoshe Misinai. So the Rosh Hashiva here wants to know, how do we make sense out of all this? And he suggests the following. let me try to, again, to the best of my ability, I hope I'm not misunderstanding this, but the way I understand it, he wants to create a structure. And this structure has two parts to it. One part defines the karbon, and the other part tells you the din of the karbon. Let me see if I can explain what I just said. He writes the following. After Allah Moshe Misinai, who, even though in the case of Mesu Baleha, and also in the case of Vlad Chatos, the reason that the carbon is Holech Lemisa is because of Allah Moshe Misinai, but nevertheless, why does this, and when does this Allah Moshe Misinai apply? In other words, you need first the scenario, the description, and then you're going to plug in the Allah Moshe Misinai. So the Allah Moshe Misinai tells me that Chatos is psula, it's azal misa, but exactly why and when? You know, now we have to know when to apply the halacha Moshe Misina. Oh, so here's the chiddush of Rashi. Rashi says the following: if let's say there would be kapara lemesim, which again is just a purely theoretical, hypothetical premise on our part. Let's say that there would be kapara lemesim. Then the carbon is royally karev. Ah, in such a case, lo haisa mesa. We would not apply the halacha Moshe Misinai. Rashi is telling us now, what is the framework? When do we apply the halacha Moshe Misinai? The halacha Moshe Misinai tells me that the chatas is azla lemisa. But when and why is it azla lemisa? How do we know? Should we apply and activate the halacha Moshe Misinai? And the answer is that if it's eina ra'uya, if for some reason we can't bring this karbon, in other words, that the karbon falls short of what it was meant to accomplish, then we're going to apply the halacha Moshe Misinai. And therefore, after knock at Rashi Hocha, even though Rashi here, Hoch, I think, means here in Zvachim, let me see if I'm right, is Tam de'ein makriven achatos le'achar misu mishum di nehe chatos ha-mesos. No, it's Rashi is subsuming. Rashi is subsuming the case of mesu baleha under the category of the general group called chatos ha-meso, all of which are derived from what? From Allah Moshe Misinai. Mikomakom, Yeshlo Chliach Mikan Shebola Hachshav Lo Hichshav Pasul Akrova. We can still bring this case of Yoledes in the case of the Chatos that cannot be brought Liachar Misos as a proof to Rabbi Yirmiya that the reason why the carbon is Pasul is because it's Bola Hachshav Lo Hichshav. In other words, the reasoning why and the application of this halacha Moshe Misinai in the case of Mesu Baleha, in the case of Mesa Hayoledes, is because what's the essence of the karbon? It's a karbon lahachshir. And if it's a karbon lahachshir v'lo hichshir, then we want to suggest that it should be possible. Again, we still don't know, Rabosai, why we need the halacha Moshe Misinai. Again, we're still in the dark over here. So we haven't gotten, you know, but at least we're halfway, how do you say, we're halfway around the bases. What I mean to say is that we understand that the halacha Moshe Misinai is going to apply to the case of the chatos yoledes lachar misa because it's bala hachshir v'lo hichshir. You could again flip the question around and say, well, once we have the principle of Rabbi Yirmiyah that Bola Hachshav Lo Hichshav the carbon is possible, why do I need the halacha Moshe Misinai? But at least there's no stira. Rashi's telling you that once you apply the principle of Bola Hachshav Lo Hichshav, which Rashi explicitly applies in Masechta Me'ilah, then we can jump ahead and apply the halacha Moshe Misinai. So there's no stereo. Rashi in Masechta Zvachim is telling you at the end of the day what is going to be the status of this chatos. And Rashi says the status of the chatos by virtue of halacha Moshe Misinai is that azlo lemisa. It's completely out of the Mizbeach realm. But if you ask me why and how we're going to apply and when are we going to apply the principle of halacha moshe misina and the chata shebeisa, that's a question which Rashi addresses in Masechta Me'ila and the Gemara addresses in Masechta Menachos. Namely, that since it is Baal Lekapara, it has to be Roy Lekapara, or in the case of Masechta Menachos, it has to be Roy Lehachshir, and it's not capable of being Machshir. And then we have the right to apply the principle of Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Halacha Moshe Misinai is engendered by Baal Lehachshir Veino Roy Lehachshir, Baal Lekapir Veino Roy Lekapir. And that's why the Gemara Menachos has a proof to support Rabbi Yirmiya of Bala Hachshir Velo Hichshir, that the carbon is possible based on the Mishnah of Yoled Shemesa. We cannot bring the Karma Chatos after her death. And the reason for that is that it's Bala Hachshir Velo Hichshir. Rashi says that the halacha of Bala Hachshir Velo Hichshir now sets up this Chatos of Yoled Shemesa under the category of Hei Chatos, all of which are derived from what? Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So Rashi quotes the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's ultimately the status of the psul. But if you ask me how and why do we apply this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the answer is because it's a Bala Hachshir Velo Hichshir, and that's a support text to Rabbi Yirmiya. So the Mishnah of Chatas Yoledes Eino Bala Yachar Misasa is a proof to Rabbi Yirmiya's principle that Bala Hachshir Velo Hichshir is possible. Rashi says that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai now is going to take this Chatas Liachar Misas Ha Yoledes and place it in the category of Hei Chatos, all of which are possible because of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But again, Rabbi Moshe, we still haven't answered one basic question, namely that once we have Rabbi Yirmiya who says that Bala Hachshir V'Eino Machshir is the carbon is possible, why do we need the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai?
Can we say in the case of Yorshim? We touched about it on a little bit yesterday, but let's say that the mother and the daughter both gave birth at the same time. So the chatas is a machshir. The mother can't use the machshir, but if the daughter is the
maybe she can take advantage of the machshir.
It should still be machshir.
So excellent, excellent. Okay. Now all of this is what I call a kofa aleph, and that's Rashi. Now, if I'm going to suggest another approach, it's going to probably be Tosus, right? But not, it's Reb Chaim. Okay. Only a brisker can get away with this. He says, and this is where we got up to in the text, Ulam, he says, Reb Chaim has a different approach. And Reb Chaim understands that... Yeah, does everybody have this, Ulam? Yeah, just in case you want to follow the text, you're not obligated to follow the text, but if you do want to... Anyway, so if you want to apply the Sefer, if you want to read the Sefer, it's a paragraph that starts Ulam, and he quotes Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim understands that Heichatos Shemesos are Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, period, neto. And has nothing to do with the principle of Eino Yochel L'Chaper, meaning, okay, now, in order to, so far everything sounds very abstract, but I'll try to give it flesh and blood. Here he quotes a sugya in Masechta Menachos, Daf Peyom and Aleph. And that sugya addresses the case of a Vlad Hakarba, which again, theoretically, if not for the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, would apply to Vlad Chatos as well. The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is going to exclude the case of Chatos. But right now, we don't know the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. We'll get to it in just a minute. What's the deal with a Vlad of any karma? And the Gemara quotes one man, Diomar, who says the following, Adam miskapir b'shvach hegdesh, which means that a person could achieve kapara with the vlad of a karbon. So let's say, for example, a person was mafresh a karbon, that karbon got lost, and before the karbon got lost, the animal, the female, obviously, gave birth to a vlad. That vlad can be brought as a kapara to replace the mother karbon. And that's called yachal liskapir bivlados. The only exception to that rule is called Vlad Chatos. And in the case of Vlad Chatos, we have a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that if the Baal HaKorban is alive, he hasn't died yet, Baruch Hashem, he's alive and well, he can bring the Vlad HaChatos and use it as a substitute to achieve his kapar. But if he dies, then the Vlad Chatos cannot substitute for the original Chatos, the mother Chatos, and rather the halacha is called Lemisa Azla. And the reason for that is simply halacha Lemoshe Misinai. Now, how is this Reb Chaim fundamentally different and in contrast to Rashi's Shita? Rashi was saying that the reason why we apply the halacha Moshe Misinai is because it's Eino Royal Kapara. Therefore, Rashi would assume that if Lu Yitzriya had a case of a carbon that was royal as Kaper, then Eino Chinami, you would not apply the halacha Moshe Misinai. So if you had a case, a scenario, which would fit the following bill, the Baal HaChatos died, but I could still bring the Karbon Chatos as a Mechaper for the Baal, and that's going to be the case of Vlad HaChatos, we'll get to it in just a second. Then according to Rashi, I would not activate the Halacha Moshe Misinai and say Lemisa Azla. Why? Because Rashi sets up the framework for the Halacha Moshe Misinai as Baal HaChaper V'eino Mechaper, Baal HaHachshir V'eino Machshir. And in a case where, believe it or not, even Liachar Misa, there could be a it could be Royal Akrava, even Liachar Misa's Bailam, then Rashi would not apply the Halacha Moshe Misinai. So that we have now an analysis of the following. There's one by the Yomim Masechta Menachos who maintains that you can have a Kapar, you can achieve a Kapar even with a Vlad of a Chatos. Now the Bailim died. So the Vlad HaChatos, Lechora, is royal kapara. And yet, the law is that it's Mesa. Says Reb Chaim, the reason why it's Mesa, why this Chatos goes to death, is because of Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Halacha Moshe Misinai tells me that a Vlad HaChatos, Liachar Misa's Bailim, is Eino Nikra Valgavi Mizbeach. And he quotes another Gemara to prove the same conclusion. It's a sugya in Bechoros. A person has in front of him two chatos. One is called a tmima, a perfectly healthy, and the other one is a balas mum. Now he went ahead and he shechted the balas mum. So at this point, we would normally say that since he shechted the balas mum, he should go ahead and complete the entire akrova. But remember, he had a different karbon, a different chatos, and that one was a tmima, and he already got to the point where he was zorek dam shel tmima. What happens at the very moment when the tmima reached the level of zrikas adam? There was a kapara. So he was miskapara ready for this chatos, for this chaint, through the tmima. In such a case, the Gemara says, regarding the balas mum, even though he did the shechita, and he did that shechita before he started with the tmima, the Gemara says that once there was Rikas Dam of the Tmima, then the Balas Mum is considered Osir Bachila. Okay, we have to know all the dinim here. But basically what it means is that we have now a status of a Chatos, which Liachar Misa can no longer have the status of a Karmon. Now, he says that even though the Bal Mum is considered Eino Royal Kapara Klal. Why? Because he already brought the Tmima. Is therefore the din is that this Baal Mum, since it's not Royal Kapara, goes Lemisa. So he says the following: Ein Sibo La Locha De Mesa Mishum De Eino Royal Akrov. Let me go over this one more time. Sorry. He says the following: in the case of the Baal Mum, the carbon is also why came into chale din chatos in his kapru balea. Since already he achieved kapara, be acher. Oh, I'm sorry, I misread that word. I thought it said acher de mesa after she died. No, everyone's alive and well, Baruch Hashem. But be acher, right? So the kapara of the chatos was achieved through the other behemah. He means through the tmima. And therefore, the balas mum is mesa. Oh, he says, "Harei the after bal mum, ena reuya lekapar klal." kvar kodim lachen chalba din ze v'im kein. Oh, I understand. I see. Just one second. So two things happened over here. Here we have an overlap of two different reasons for why this karbon should be eino ru'uy l'kapara. The first reason is because a balmum has to be replaced by a second karbon. So therefore the first karbon, which is a balmum, is not going to be mechaper. And secondly, he brought another karma, which in this case was a tmima, and he achieved through the zrik of that tmima a kapara. And once he achieves a kapara, then the balmum is also eina ru'il kapara. So he says the following, that in this case, since the eina ru'il kapara came first, what came first? Why was it excluded from kapara? Because it's a balmum, therefore the fact that he brings a second karbon as a chatos and he achieves the kapara from the second karbon shouldn't engender any new dinim. So why is it that the Gemara in Bechora says that as a result of the fact that he achieved kapara through the chatos tmima, therefore there are new dinim that apply to this carbon balmur, and it's asur b'achila. Again, we have to get back to that. Don't ask me any questions now on asur b'achila. And that new din is generated by the fact that he brought the carbon of the tmima. So now we have a raya to Reb Chaim. Oh, so let's see. Let's go over the two sugyas. We have one sugya in Menachos and one sugya in Bechoros, and both of these sugyas will prove the shita of Reb Chaim, that we have to introduce here Aloch L'Moshe B'Sinai, even in a case where the karbon is royal a kapara. Again, Rashi holds that we only apply the Aloch L'Moshe B'Sinai if and when, and because of Eino royal a kapara. Reb Chaim says, I'll bring you two sugyas to prove that that's not true, that the din of chatos hamesos, which is derived from Aloch L'Moshe B'Sinai, is not predicated on Eino royal a kapara. First proof is from the sugya Menachos, that we're going according to the Badi Omar, who holds that a vlad chatos is yochel is kaper, and nevertheless a vlad chatos is lemisa. So it must be based on what? On the Aloch L'Moshe B'Sinai, not like Rashi, because Rashi holds if it's royal is kaper, then you would not activate the Aloch L'Moshe B'Sinai. So that's in the fourth line. If you want to underline this, he says afal gav de ru'uil kapara mikomakom mesa. So that's a stira to Rashi. That must generate the din of Aloch L'Moshe B'Sinai independent of Ru'uya L'Kapara, or Eina Ru'uya L'Kapara. And then we have the Aloch in Bechor, the Sugya in Bechoros, which gives new dinim to the Balas Mum by virtue of the fact that that we're going to apply the Aloch L'Moshe B'Sinai of Eino Royalist Kaper, even though again it was already Eino Royalist Kaper before he was Zorek the Dam of the Tmima. And that, if you want to underline his words, he says in Cain, Ein Sibas Halacha de Mesa, we're not going to say that the Balas Mum will die and it's completely possible, Mishum She Eino Ru'il Akrova, because if that be the case, it was already Eino Ru'il Akrova at the time of the Shechita, irrelevant. And prior to the fact that he brought he had his Rikas Adam on the Tmima. Now this Gemara is applying the Aloch L'Moshe B'Sinai here because he was Makru the Tmima, and therefore he gains no Kapara through the Balas Hamum because he already achieved his Kapara. The Gemara is not saying that, well, the carbon is possible because it's Eino Royal Akrova, because if that would be the case, then you would not apply the principle of Chata Shemesa L'Aloch L'Moshe B'Sinai by virtue of the Zrikas Adam and the Tmima. Forget about the Zrikas Adam and the Tmima. Already the Balas Mum was Eino Royal Iskaper. So there was no addition of Eino Royal Iskaper as a result of the Zrikas Dam of the Tmima. And the Brisker Rav wants to use his father's Torah here to explain a Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama talks about Chatos Shemesu Baaleha, and the Gemara asks, why do we need the Halacha Moshe Misinai? After all, we have a principle of Adaiti Dehachilo Afrisha, which is a kind of Mekach Tovs. What do I mean by Mekach Tovs? When a person is Magdish a Karban Chatos, he does so because he assumes that by bringing this Karban Chatos, he's going to achieve Kapara. So the Gemara thinks that if he dies before the Chatos is brought, then Lamafreya, we can undermine his original Akadosha, because had he known that he wouldn't have been able to achieve Kapara through this Chatos, he never would have been Magdish the Chatos. So the Gemara asks, why do you have to introduce this Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Chatos Shemesu Baaleha? I have a more fundamental reason why this Chatos is not a Chatos, and that's because the original Hafrosh is not Hafrosh. It's like Hafrosh B'Tos, because Adai to the Hochilo Hafrosh. Shalom is Kamin Lafrisha Elam Anashi is Kapirba. So the Gemara answers that Chatos Shemesu Baaleha Hilchasa Gemirole Dilemisa Azla. So Brisker Rav says, what kind of answer is that? The Gemara wanted to suggest, I don't need any Hilchasa Gemira to prove that Lemisa Azla, because the original Akdasha was Betos, was Adai Tachilo Afrisha, and therefore it never was a Chatos. And moreover, says the Brisker Rav, if it never was a Chatos in the Gemara's Havamina, because there was a Tos in his original Akdasha, how can you then apply the principle of Chatos Shemesu Baaleha? It's not a Chatos Shemesu Baaleha, because it's not a Chatos at all. Hiksha agrees. Mao Teretz HaGemara, what is Gemara trying to answer here? By saying that there's a Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai, HaKol HaHilchasa Eino Ela B'Chatos. When do we apply and activate the Halach of Mesu Baaleha as a Chatos Shemesu with the Halach L'Moshe B'Sinai in a case where it is a Karban Chatos? But the Gemara's question was that there was no Hakdosh at all, and therefore never got a din of a Chatos, because lo hifrish adaiti dehachi. So therefore, what do you need the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, and how does the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai apply here of Chatos Shemesos? It's not a Chatos Shemesos, it's not even a Chatos at all. Says the Brisker Rav, that the adaiti dehachi lo afrisha, what does that mean? That a person is makdish and mafrish a karbon for the purpose of Torah Sakrova, that this behemoth that he's being makdish should be brought on the mizbeach. If at the end of the day there's no Torah Sakrova, then he doesn't want to be mafrish it. What motivates him, what moves him to be mafrish the karbon? The fact that he will be able to be makir of the karbon. If he can't be makir of the karbon, then he didn't have kavanah to be mafrish it. Oh, so now we get to real brisket Torah here. Hold on to your seats. He says that what the Gemara means to say here in Masechta Bava Kama is that as far as kachim are concerned, there is a din hakrova here. In other words, leave out the halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai for a second. Before you have the halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, if you're operating only within the context of dinei kachim, then there's no real psul in this chatos. I mean, the chatos is Baruch Hashem, a healthy, healthy chatos. There's no reason why it shouldn't be nikra val gabi mizbeach. Ella, but rather we have Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai de Mesa. So the Gemara is machadish now that this Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is not included in Adaiti Dehochi Lo Afrisha, because it's a new psul. The Ein Zemidin Hegdesh Klal. And that's what Reb Chaim meant when he said that the halacha of Chatos Shemesos has nothing to do whether it's Roy Lakrova or not Roy Lakrova, right? What was Reb Chaim's proof? From the case of Vlad Chatos, which according to one man, the Omar, is Yochel is Kapir B'Vlad. So why is this Vlad completely Azla L'Misa? The answer is because of the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's Roy Lakrova, not Roy Lakrova. Well, it's royalist kapirbo or ain't a royalist kapirbo. According to this man, the Omar, Adam is kapur b'shvach hegdesh, then the vlad itself couldn't generate a kapara. And if that be the case, the only reason it's possible is because of halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So notice, we're differentiating between the dinei akrava and this halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. As far as the dinei akrava are concerned, this is royal akrava. But nevertheless, we're still going to activate the principle of halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Again, that's against Rashi, but that's the shita of Reb Chaim. And if that be the case, what the Gemara wants to establish in the case of a chata shemesu balea, then since as far as dinei akrova are concerned, he has a carbon that's royal akrova, therefore we would not say adaiti dehochilo afrisha. What undermines that adaiti dehochilo afrisha, let's say for example he found out, lo and behold, to his chagrin, that the carbon that was magdish was possible. It was a balmum, it was tome, I don't know, he found out something that would pass the carbon in dine kodshin. That would be adaiti the hochilo afresh, and you could undermine his original akadosha. But if the carbon is royal akrova, then we don't apply the principle of adaiti the hochilo afresh. So here we have a carbon that's royal akrova, but yet there's halach lavo should be seen I should mesa. And if you'll ask me, but the original akrova should be null and void by activating the principle of adaiti the hochilo afresha, no. Adaiti the hochilo afresha only applies when there's some inherent din in the carbon that it can't be subject to akrova the gabi mizbech. It doesn't lend itself to akrova. Here, the carbon lends itself to that carbon, but there's a new extraneous din called halacha moshe m'Sinai that since the baal died, the carbon is pasul. That new psul, that's chal, has nothing to do with adaiti d'ochilo afresha. So therefore the original afresha is valid. The karba now is a karban chatos. The reason why it's ozul abisa is because of the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, but the principle of adaiti d'ochilo to undermine his original afresha doesn't apply.
That's only because Reb Chaim stopped the process early. Because he says adaiti d'ochilo afresha it only goes on Hakrava.
Right.
Why does he say it goes on Hakrava? Why doesn't he say the Matara is, the Sfari is Kapara?
So he's saying the following, that I'll prove to you from the Gemara Menachos, again, the proof from Bechor is a little bit more complicated. I think we know more or less what he's saying. But the Gemara Menachos has a case of a Vlad Chatos, which is royalist Kapir, and yet it's possible because of the din of Chatol Shemesos. And that's called Halacha L'moshe m'Sinai. So you see, Reb Chaim says there are two dinim over here. There's one din whether the carbon itself is royal akrava, royal is kaperbo, and there's another din called Chatol Shemesos. And that din of Chatol Shemesos, which applies in five different categories, based on Halacha L'moshe m'Sinai. But the Halacha L'moshe m'Sinai is not the way Rashi said it, that because it's ain't a royal ahakshir, and a royal is kaperbo, therefore we apply the Halacha L'moshe m'Sinai. The Halacha L'moshe m'Sinai is totally independent of royal is kaper, later royal is kaper. Otherwise, how does Gemara apply that Halacha L'moshe m'Sinai in the case of Vlad Chatos? That was Reb Chaim's proof.
Yeah, that's
pretty. Oh, so if you accept Reb Chaim's breakthrough here, and we're separating between royal akrava in what I call the gufa shel karbon, he doesn't use that term, but gufa shel karbon, or the zaitiga psul, which is called chatos hamesos, derived from Halach l'moshe m'Sinai. If you've separated between the two, you can begin to make sense out of a Gemara in Bava Kamma that makes no sense, because the Gemara asks a kasha: how can you apply the principle of chata shemesu baleo in a case where adaiti dehochilo afresha, had he known he was going to die and he wouldn't be able to gain this kapara, he never would have been mafresh the karbon? So the Gemara answers halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Well, what does that do for you? Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai doesn't answer the question at all. The question was, it never became a chatas, and now you're going to apply the principle of chata shemesu? What do you mean chata shemesu baleo? It's not even a chatas. So the Gemara never undermines the principle of adaita hachilo afresha. Says Reb Chaim, if you separate between Torah Sakrova, what's royal hakrova gabi mizbech, what's not, and the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, then we can make sense out of the Gemara Bava Kamma. When the Gemara answers that we should activate the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, the Gemara is saying that eino chinami, we don't apply the principle of chata shemesu baleo. I'm sorry, scratch that. We don't apply the principle of adaiti dehochilo afresha. Why not? The answer is because adaiti dehochilo afresha is working in Torah Sakrova, and the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is working in terms of mesu baleo. So that even though you might ask him a psychological question. What would you do if Chas V'Sholem, somebody told you at the moment that you mafrish the Chatos, that you wouldn't live to see the Chatos being brought in his bed? So psychologically you might answer, oh, I would never be makdish such a karma. Correct? So the Gemara is saying, no, that's not how it works. It's not a psychological analysis of the Shas, Hakdosha. You know, would it be that he was aware of the future history at the Shas HaKrova? Would he be makdish it, or would he not be makdish it? No, that's not the halacha. The halacha is that if there's some psul in the gufa shel karma, which makes it impossible to bring it on the mizbeach, because that psul arose or was generated at some point in the future, would the original akdasha be operative? And the answer is no. That's called adaiti dehochi lo afresh. It's not a psychological principle, but it's a principle in the gufa karmon. And if the gufa karmon turns out to be a karmon that's not royal akrova, then the original akdasha is not valid. Here, in the case of chatel shemesu balel, the karmon is valid la akrova. No, if it's valid la akrova, how can you apply the principle of aloch l'moshe misinai, of mesu balel? Rashi would certainly not allow you to activate the principle of mesu balel if the karmon is roi la akrova. Because according to Rashi, what is the essence of aloch l'moshe misinai? It's that the karmon is not roi la akrova. That's what engenders aloch l'moshe misinai. Comes along with Chaim, he says, no. We don't care whether it's roi la akrova or not roi la akrova. You could have a karmon that's roi la akrova, but if it's mesu balel, then stop, full stop there. That's called halacha moshe misinai. So therefore, in the case of mesu balel, we're not going to say that there's no Torah sakrov and it's not royal akrov. We're not going to apply therefore the principle of adait v'hachi lo afisha, which applies whenever the carbon turns out to be eno royal akrov. It is royal akrov. But there's a zayta gedin, you know, a halacha chitzonit that says that it's possible because of mesu balel. Nimsa the svirle l'Rav Chaim the din chatos amesos eno shayach l'dini akrova v'im kein midamrim b'menachos shom gavi chatos yoledes de lo karvel yachamisa mishum de bola hachshir v'lo hichshir al karch lo shayach zelatam mishum chatos mesos v'tzarech biur amai. Now we go back to the sugya menachos that we started with, namely Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Gemara wants to suggest that according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, in the case of a chatos yoledes, since it's a bol ahachshir, the purpose of the chatos is to be machshir, and liacham misa there is no hechshir, therefore the carbon is posel, is al karchach to lo shayach beitam mishum chatos hamesos. In other words, according to Rabbi Chaim, if the Gemara is saying that the psul of the carbon chatos liacham misa sa'em is because of what? Is because of chatos shemesu balel, that's aloch l'moshe misinai, that doesn't prove anything about Rabbi Yirmiyah's principle of bol ahachshir v'lo hichshir. Because Bishleim, according to Rashi, the whole reason we apply the aloch l'moshe misinai, which invalidates the chatos of yoledes l'achem misosa, is because it's eino roi l'ahachshir. But according to Reb Chaim, even if we roil ahachshir, we would still apply the principle of chatos shemesu balel as being one of the five examples of the halacha moshe misinai. So if that be the case, what proof do you have for Reb Yirmiyah? Reb Yirmiyah is proving from chatos shemesa hayoledes that bol ahachshir v'lo hichshir is possible. No! Even if it was bol ahachshir, it would be possible, according to Reb Chaim. So the Gemara in Menachos seems to be a clear-cut proof to Rashi against Reb Chaim. So the Rosh Hashiva here, for the balance of this presentation, tries to see if he can reconcile the sugya Menachos with Reb Chaim. Okay. So now we have a Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes quotes Rabbi Yechiel Bar Yosef. I assume he's one of the Rishonim, or maybe one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, I don't know. He says that the principle of Chatos Mesos, those five categories, only applies to the Behema and not to an oaf. And that's against Rashi. Rashi holds in Menachos that Chatos Mesos applies even to an oaf. And Rashi in Masechta Nazir seems to support the view of the Shita Gubetzes against his own Shita, that in the case of Chatas Ha'of, we don't have this halacha Yom Shemi Sinai that in Mesu Balea Tomus. So now, in addition to the problem that we have from the Gemara Menachos, we now have a problem in Rashi with regard to Of. Is there a principle of Mesu Baleha, of Halacha Moshe Misinai, in the case of Of? Rashi Menachos says that there is a principle of Halacha Moshe Misinai in Of, and Rashi in Nazir says that there is no Hilchsa Gemirle of Mesu Baleha in the case of Chatas Ha'of. So now he quotes a Shara HaMelech. And the Shara HaMelech has a sugya, a Mishnah in Gittin. Well, this is an interesting sugya. A man sends a get with a shliach to a far off country. And the Mishnah says that the shliach, when he gets there, it may take ages till he finally arrives, he can deliver the get. He can assume that the Baal is still what? Is still alive. And the Mishnah goes on to say that if a person sends a korban chatos from far away, we can be makriv the korban when the shliach gets to the mizbeach, again, based on the Mishnah in Gittin, based on the halach in Gittin, called Cheskas Chai, that we assume that he's alive. Again, if he died, then we have a Loch Lemosh Misinai that the Chatos is Psula. We can't bring it on the Mizbeach. The Mishnah says you can bring it on the Mizbeach because we assume, we have every reason to assume he's still alive. But again, how that'll flesh out in the case of what's called a Shechiv Meira, that's a different story. But in the case of a healthy person, we have what's called a Cheskas Chai. We don't assume he died until we hear otherwise. So Rashi says, Delochai Shinon Shemames Ulamisa Azla. Fine, that's exactly what you and I would have said. That if we would assume that maybe he died, then how can we bring this karban as Chata Shemesu Balea, and we have Allah Moshe Misinai, that the karban is Lamisa. Fine. So that part of the sugya we can understand. That's the Mishnah itself. So again, we learned the Mishnah with Rashi, that's not bad. But the Gemara says something that has to really bother us. The Gemara asks the following question. There's halacha in karbanos that we need smicha. And here, in this case where he sent the karban with a shliach, what's going to happen with the smicha? And this is the famous sugya as to whether smicha is indispensable or you can do without smicha. But the Gemara says that, at this point, the Gemara thinks that smicha is absolutely critical. The Gemara says that, in the name of Papa, that we're talking about a case of chatas ha'of. And there's no din of smicha in chatas ha'of. So now, what's going on over here? Rashi says in the Mishnah that we can assume that the Baal HaKarban, who sent this karban all the way to Medina Sayyam, is still alive. Because if we were going to be Choshesh Lemisa, then we would apply the Halacha Moshe Misinai and the Chata Shemesu Balea is Lemisa Azla. But now the Gemara says that this Mishnah is talking about which case of Chatas? It's Muki Leva Chatas Ha'of. And what forces me to introduce Chatas Ha'of, Papa, is because otherwise we're in trouble with Smicha. Is Mamela, if the Mishnah is talking about Chatas Ha'of, and the Mishnah is saying that the Shliach is allowed to bring this Karban Chatas and assume that the Bailam are alive, it must be that the Halacha Moshe Misinai would apply if he was dead, even though we're talking about what? Chatas Ha'of. Is Dach Mavur, we see clearly from this Sugya, as I frek the Shara Melech, that Chatas Ha'of is also included in the Halacha Moshe Misinai, which is against Rashi in Nazir and against the Shita Mekubetzes in Menachos, who assume that in Chatas Ha'of there is no Halacha Moshe Misinai. Yesh Lomar. Now, I'm not sure if this is the Shara Melech who's talking now or the Nefesh Tova. Anyway, Yesh Lomar, Tohadi Amrinin Hasan, Diyemesu Baleho, Eina Kreva. The assumption of the Mishnah would be that we can't bring this karma chatas if we would be choshesh lemisa. Eino mishum hilchasah dechatos hamesos. Ela mishum di ein kapor lemesah. Do you remember Rabosai? We asked the following question. What's the difference between saying the following? A, that since the carbon is not roy le kapora, therefore it's possible, or applying the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Right? So let's say, for example, in the case of chata shevesu balel, you can say either A, that since ein kapor lemesim, the carbon is not royalist kaper, and that was the impression we got from the sugi menachos that brought this as a raya to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Or we could say the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is that mesu balel, it's one of the five chatosha mesos, and the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim says it's possible. The nafkamina is going to be the case of chata sa'ov. Why? Because chata sa'ov is eno roy le kapara, but yet there's no halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. In other words, the Mishnah in Gittin, which is talking about a case of chata sa'ov, is going to assume that if chas v'sholom, the bala carbon dies, then the carbon is possel. That's not midin halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. Because Rashi commits himself in Masechta Nazir, the Shittim Gubet Simenachos, that there's no din of halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim of mesu bale in the case of chata sa'ov. So we're going to have to assume that the problem with this chatos ha'of is a different problem, namely that it's not roi l'kapara. And why is it roi l'kapara? Because the Gemara says, according to Rav Papa, that he's missing smicha. And without smicha, the carbon is not capable of bringing a kapara. So let's read it again. He says, Yeshlova dohadeh amrinan ha'asam there in Gittin, that in mesu ba'leh, if there's no longer possibility of bringing kapara, is eino kreva, meaning if we were to be choshesh that the Baal who sent this carbon chatas long distance had died in the interim, and therefore the carbon be possible, it's not because of the hilchasa of chatosha mesos, because the Mishnah there is talking about what kind of chatas, chatas ha'ov, and with regard to chatas ha'ov, there is no hilchasa of chatos mesos only applies to chatas behema, but not to chatas ha'ov. And the only reason why the Gemara would assume that if he died, the carbon is possible is because ain kapar lemesim. So here's a case where although we cannot apply the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, we're going to apply the din of ain kapar lemesim. And this is going to give us an answer to the following question. How could Rashi on the one hand say that in Chatos Ha'of there's no halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and yet the Gemara assumes that if Mesu Bailov, the carbon is possible. Why is it possible? There's no halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So we're going to have to introduce the Svar of Rabbi Yirmiyah, that since Ein Kapara LeMesim, this carbon is not royalist LeKapara.
But if you hold that smicha is ma'ake, it was never any kapara anyway, because there's no smicha by ofos.
Right, there is no smicha by ofos, right?
Right, so there's no smicha by ofos, anyway, it's ma'ake.
So therefore, we should be able to bring the carbon even li'acha misa, but we have another principle called ein kapara l'mesim. So we've solved one problem, namely the absence of smicha. The absence of smicha is not going to be an issue here.
Oh, because you said there's no halakha.
Because we're talking about what? Chatos ha'ov. So now the only issue could be that it's mesu balea. Now, why is mesu balea possible? If you're going to say mesu balea is azal misa because of the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, well, now you have a problem because we're talking about a chatos ha'ov. So who cares if he dies? There's no halacha Moshe Mitzrayim in any event because you're talking about a chatos ha'ov. The only other way, the only other alternative that's left here by process of elimination is what's called mesu balel, and it's not royal kapara. If it's not royal kapara, because main kapara lemesim, then we could say the carbon is possible, and that is not that solves two problems. We kill two birds, pardon the pun, with one stone. On the one hand, right, we've now reconciled Rashi and Nazir with the sugya Gittin. How could Rashi say that there's no halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim in the case of chatos ha'of, if mesu balel, and yet the Gemara itself says we have to be worried in the case of chatos ha'of that maybe he died? The answer is, when the Gemara is worried that maybe he died, the Gemara is not introducing or activating the halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. That wouldn't apply in chatos ha'of, as Rashi says in Nozir, but rather the Gemara is introducing a new principle, which is Rav Yirmiyah's principle in Menachos, of ein kaper l'mesim, and therefore the carbon is not royal l'kaper. And what we also gain at the same time is we begin to understand the sugya menachos, that brings a support to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that just like in the case of a Sham Nazir, etc., where the carbon is possible because it's not royalist kaper, so too in the case of Chatos Yoledes, which she didn't get a chance to bring during a lifetime, the Chatos is psula because it's Eino Roy Lahakshir. And Rashi says if it's Eino Roy Lahakshir, then we can activate the principle of Halach L'Moshe Misinai. But again, even if we had a situation where the Halach L'Moshe Misinai wouldn't apply, Rashi's sheet at least would be that we could still apply the principle of Ein Kapara L'Meisim, and it becomes like a case of Rabbi Yirmiyah of Ein Royalist Kapir, is therefore the carbon is possible. So that's what it comes out. Now, if you're going to ask me a question, well, why do I need the Halach L'Moshe Misinai? If you already have a din of Eino Royalist Kapir, so Mesu Bail of Ein Kapara L'Meisim, the answer is going to be that we need the Halach L'Moshe Misinai for those cases where it is Royalist Kapir. For example, in the Sugya Menachas Pei of Vlad HaChatos. So Vlad HaChatos, according to one man, the Yomer at least, is a Mechaper. But since Mesu Baleh, we're going to apply the Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So it comes out that these two dinim are totally independent one of the other. I can have a case of any royalist kapir without applying the Halach L'Moshe Misinai. I can have a case where it is royalist kapir and I'm going to apply the Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So that's why I need both dinim. For the case of Vlad Chatos, I'm going to need the Halach L'Moshe Misinai because it is royalist kapir. For the case of Chatos Ha'of, I'm going to need the din of Eino Royalist Kaper because I don't have the Halach L'Moshe Misinai according to Rashi and Nozi. So it comes out that I need both halachos. Now again, if I'm holding copy, we still haven't answered the question on Reb Chaim. Let's go back to the paragraph Nimtza, that according to Reb Chaim, the halacha of Chatos HaMesos has nothing to do with Dini HaKrova. So what do we do now with the Sugya in Menachos? Let me just think for a second. Right, that question still remains outstanding. Now he introduces another Sugya in Masechta Me'ilah. Wow, how many different Sugyas have we touched upon today? It's endless. He says in Masechta Me'ilah, in Beis Amid Beis, is that Kodshim Shemesu, if you have a dead animal and it was Kodshim, is Yatsu Mide Me'ilah Dvar Torah. On a Daraisa level, there's no Me'ilah. Notice Me'ilah, which is engendered by Kodshim, only applies while the Kodshim are alive and well. So Reb Chaim says the following, again, a brisket Tzveid Dina. There's what's called the Iser Me'ilah, and then there's called an Iser Hanoah. And those are two distinct halachas. We have a tendency, in the pre-Reb Chaim era, of equating the two. That Me'ilah engenders an Iser Hanoah. Reb Chaim is saying the following, that although Kodshim Shemesu, Yatsu Mide Me'ilah, that's only Me'ilah, but has nothing to do with the Iser Hanoah. Whom he called Iser Kodesh Yeshbahem Shalom Lehenos Mihem. So we now have an entity of a carbon that has the status of Kodshim as far as the Iser Hanah is concerned, but does not have the status of Kodshim as far as the Iser Me'ilah is concerned. So for example, if let's say he would take this dead body of an animal and he would chop it up and use its hides for leather or something, then he would not bring a korban me'ilah. He would have violated the Iser Hanah because the shame kodesh exists even beyond the death of the animal. And by the way, we have something similar in the fourth parak of Zvachim in the case of Kodshei Akum. Because Kodshei Akum, according to Reb Shimon, ain't by Mishum Me'ilah. So if, let's say, a non-Jew was Magdish a Karbon, it would not engender an Isum Me'ilah, because in the Parashat Me'ilah it says, B'nei Yisrael Lem'ute Akum, but yet the Gemara says even Reb Shimon agrees that there's an Iser Hanah. So again, there's a Shem Kodesh, but it only reaches a certain level. It's not a total Kedusha as in classical Kodshim, and the Nafkaminah is there's no Me'ilah. And here we have it in the case of Kodshim Shemesu. So now we have a sefer called the Pre-Yitzchak. And I'm very curious, maybe Yechiel, you could find out. I know Pri Yitzchak is Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger. You heard of him? People know him as one of the Rabbi Yitzchak. The people know him as the Talmud Muvak of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, but they don't realize that he was a tremendous Lamdan, and he wrote a book called Pri Yitzchak. But I don't know, I can't believe he's referring to Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, because this sounds like he's quoting a contemporary. I don't know, I'm not sure. There are a few Pri Yitzchaks. So you'd have to try to guess which one. Anyway, so remember the case in Gittin. A man is mafresh a karbon chatas, and he sends it with a shliach, and we're allowed to be makir of the karbon years down the line, b'cheska shukayim. And the Gemara says it's referring to a chatas ha'ov. That's to avoid the problem of smicha, the absence of smicha. So we're talking about a chatas ha'ov.
Why can't the shliach do smicha?
I don't know. Good question. I don't think there's shlichus in smicha, as far as I know. But I'm not holding in the sugya of smicha. I mean, I'm trying to get smicha, but not that smicha.
That's the one when we learned that he had if he's tamei, and he has to stand outside to be smicha
right.
Inside. And the whole question is, he has to do smicha.
Right, so why not
send
the shliach also? Right, right. Well, that was the case of Mitzora, correct? Mitzora on his eighth day, how does he bring the Asham Mitzora? How does he do smich on the Karbon? And he's not allowed to enter into the Azara. So some say the Torah allowed him to enter the Azara, others say he has to stand outside the Azara and stretch his hand. They bring the Asham all the way up to the boundary of the Azara.
Nobody says you can make a shliach.
But nobody says you can make a shliach. So I don't know. I'm pleading the fifth here because I have to know more about smich. Oh. So the Gemara says the following: Kamashmalon demakrivim, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we can be makriv this chatas ha'ov. I call it years down the line. The Amirin Hasam, the Kamashmalon makrivim salke daitachamina demesfeka loli elchu bazara, that maybe the bialim, right, who is makdish the chatas ha'ov, maybe he died. And generating such a suffix is a problem. Here we don't say suffix lechumra. Let's bring the carbon just in case he's alive, on the side that he's alive, because the flip side is it's chulul azara. So in a suffix kosher, suffix pasul. Who is it? Does he tell you who the author is?
Yeah, this one is
just curious.
Blazer. Yitzchak and Shlomo Blazer.
Oh, that's Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger. Unbelievable. Because I thought he was quoting a contemporary. So Rabosai, this is for me. This is very exciting because to introduce Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger into a very heavy conscience of you, that's very exciting. What was his stepson's name? He was one of the masmichim at YU. No, help me out. Who were the three on the tribunal? What is the name?
Shatskis.
But no, who's the third? It was the Rav of Shatskis and. He was the stepson of Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger. It'll come to me as we speak. Hopefully, it'll come to me. Anyway, so the Pri Yitzchak asked the following kasha: Iika Iser Kodesh Bechatos Hamesos. According to Rabbi Chaim, who holds that even after Karban is dead and you have the carcass of the animal, it still has a Shem Kodesh, at least in gender, an Iser Hano, not an Iser Meila. So then, l'chora, if the animal has a din of chatas shemesa, because of mesu baleha, right? One of the five chatos shemesos is mesu baleha. So you're afraid that maybe the one who is mafresh this chatos has died in the interim, and therefore it's chulin lazara. Why is it chulin lazara? It's not chulin at all. According to Reb Chaim, it has a shem kodesh. Beautiful kash. Holo havi chulin lazara. And therefore, the Pri Yitzchak comes to the conclusion that Kodshim Shemesu Ein Gam Iser Kodesh. He wants to prove from this Sugin Gittin that Reb Chaim is wrong. And that after Mesu Baleh, not only Mafkia the Me'ila, but with Mafkia the Shem Kodesh. So now he writes that apparently Reb Chaim, I don't know if they spoke to each other on the phone, but somehow, maybe Reb Yitzchak sent him a telegram. But Reb Chaim himself responded to Reb Yitzchak. And he said the following: The after bekotchim shemesu ispe iser kodesh midaraisa. In other words, even though your normal classical case of a carbon that drops dead, it's awesome in the rice because it still retains the Shem Kodesh, there's one exception to that rule. And that's the case of Chatos HaMesos. Lesbu Iser Kodesh. Why? Da din Misa mafkia es HaKedusha v'lesbuhu Kedusha klal v'hine lefima shenisbayer v'dibaof leke hulchasa the Chatos HaMesos v'choma shenimesos v'mishum di'en kaprola mesa v'yef shalom ha'kev. Wow, this is amazing. I get very excited about this. Mamash, everything is coming together. He's saying that Reb Chaim holds that within the context of the halacha l'moshe misinai of chatos shemesos, the halacha is that it's mafkia the shem kodesh. It's mamash chulin. And that's against what we just established in the sugya in Gittin, because the sugya in Gittin is talking about a chatas ha'of, right? And in the case of chatas ha'of, what we're saying is that there would be a problem of chul lazora if the baal died. So Reb Chaim is going to say, well, the reason why if the baal died it's chul lazora is because of this halacha l'moshe misinai, but Rashi says in Masechta Nazir and the Shittim Gubetza says it in Menachos, there's no din of halacha l'moshe misinai in the case of Chatos HaOf. Reb Chaim is predicated in his answer to the pre Yitzchok on the premise that we're going to apply in the Sugi Gittin, we're going to apply what? The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is going to be Mafkia, the Shem Kodesh, and make it into Chulin. There's only one technical problem. The Gemara in Gittin is talking about Chatos HaOf. And Rashi says in Masechta Nazir that there's no Halacha L'Moshe Misinai in Chatos HaOf.
So it retains its condition.
So if there's no Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, then it's simply a regular classical case of Chatos HaMesa. And in Chatos HaMesa, Reb Chaim holds, there is a Shem Kodesh. No, so what's the Chul Lazor here? The whole reason we're not going to be mocking this carbon if we're afraid that maybe the Baalim died is because if we do so, and it turns out, Kapishmai Higali, that he died, you're having a problem of Chul Lazor. Reb Chaim holds that Chatos HaMesa is not Chul Lazor. Right, because it still maintains the Shem Kodesh, says Reb Chaim. But here we're dealing with a different halacha, halacha l'moshe misinai of mesu baleh. And when there's halacha mesu baleh, I'm not talking about the death of the karbon, but the death of the bala karbon. Then halacha l'moshe misinai comes along and says that there's no Shem Kodesh at all. It becomes chulin, and that's why the Gemara is saying if the bal died, then the chatas becomes ois kodesh. It becomes chulin mamish, and now you're shechting chulin in the azara. But that's not so. At least not according to Rashi and Nozir, because Rashi and Nozir saw the opinion that when it comes to Chatos HaOf, there is no Halacha L'moshe Misinai. Memela, it's exactly like any case of Chatos HaMesa, which means according to Reb Chaim, it has the same Kodesh. So why is the Gemara worried about Misa Sabailim and Chulin Lazor? It's not Chulin Lazor. Okay, let's just see if in the next 5 minutes we can get to the finishing line and make a seum on this. I still submit to you, I think he hasn't answered the question on Reb Chaim from the Sugya Menachos that equates Chatos Le'achar Misas Ba'alim with Bala Hachshir V'lo Hichshir, because according to Reb Chaim, it has nothing to do with the Torah Sakrov, it's a separate Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Now he has a Rush. The Rush says, the Hach Milsa Iyesh din chatos hamesos be of. Right, we have this whole question about whether or not the halacha l'moshe misinai of mesu baleh applies to a chatos of, it does not. We have the Rashi in Nazir. Talia bepluta de tanoi. The Rosh says that in the case of chatos of, we have a machlokes tanoi. Demand is sphirale. He who holds what? That ain't din chatos mesos b'korban tzibur mishum de b'tzibur leka chatos shemesu baleh. This is called ain't tzibur mesim. You know, with regard to a korban tzibur, there's no such thing as misa, and therefore this whole din of mesu baleh in the case of chatos has no application to a korban tzibur. Now, I'm not sure what he means, man de svirle. As far as I remember, everybody agrees to this, but apparently there's some machlokes about this, so I don't know. Anyway, according to that, man de omer holds that there's no din of chatos amesos in a carbon tzibur. Therefore, hechid lo shaychi kol kolach hamisha chatos lo nemra hahilchisa. So it means that according to that man de omer, there is no such thing as halacha levosh misina. I don't know how to fit this into my understanding, because I always understood that halacha levosh misina is less pluta. You know, the Rambam says there's no pluta. But anyway, so that I have to come back to. He says halchinami bi ofos leka din mesos. Why? To be ofos lo shayach tmur. What does it say there? Tmuras chatos di ain tmur ba'of. So there's no halach of tmura in Oaf. And if there's no halach of tmura in Oaf, then there's no din of chatos shemesa in Oaf. Is therefore lo shayach vlad chatos, because all five are one entity. Is lefize yishlomid asugya b'menachos denakte b'tam pod chatos yoledes lo kraveli achamisu mishum shebola achshav lo hichshir svirle the ein din chatos hamesos be of. He's assuming that a chatos yoledes is a chatos ha'of. I have to check that out. Does anybody remember that?
Yes.
It is a chatos ha'of? It has to be a chatos ha'of. Oh, so he's saying now there's one man de omar based on the Russian kinim who holds that there's no such thing as halach lemosh v'sinai. There's no such thing as halacha Moshe Misinai of Mesu Baaleha. So in other words, according to that man de omer, how do we understand that in the case of Yoledes who died, the chatos is lemisa azlo? Why, if we don't have the halacha Moshe Misinai? And the only possible way out of that problem is to say that it's bala hachshav lo hichshir. So that's why the Gemara there in Menachos has a perfect raya to Rav Yirmiyah of Bola Hakshav Lo Hichshir the carbon is possible. So that would explain the Gemara in Menachos. And our sugya then has to hold like the Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's based on the Svara of the Man de omer, who says that it's not an all or nothing package deal. For example, you can have in the case of Chatos Shemesu Baleha a case where there is no halacha Moshe Misinai, namely if it's a carbon tzibur, right? Like let's say parhelim domishal tzibur. So in that case, we do not apply the principle of mesu baleha, and nevertheless, the balance of the halacha Moshe Misinai still applies. Now, if the balance still applies, in the case of chatas yoledes lachar misa, we have no proof to Rabbi Yirmiyah of bol hashiv lo hichshir, because we're going to apply the principle of halacha Moshe Misinai. But that sugya in Menachos that supports Rabbi Yirmiyah is based on the other shita in the Gemara, which insists that if there's a package deal, then once we drop one of them, then we have to drop all of them. And since there's no din of tmuras chatos in the case of Oaf, therefore we're going to have to drop the halacha Moshe Misinai in the case of Oaf. And if we drop the halacha Moshe Misinai in the case of Oaf, we're going to have to exclude all five chatos and mesos from the halacha Moshe Misinai, because this man the Omer holds that im lo shaychi kolach hamisha chatos lo nemra ha'hilchasa. And therefore the Gemara Menachos is operating without the halacha Moshe Misinai, and therefore the only reason why the chatos in the case of Yoledes is possible is because of bola hachshir v'eino machshir. That's the support for Rabbi Yirmiyah. Again, if we had another half hour, I'd summarize everything that we did.
How does he say that?
But I think we probably have to dab mincha now. I'm assuming.
How does he come to say that if one of them doesn't apply, it doesn't apply? It's a
right. So I don't know. He says the following: that lemanda svirle the ain din chatos amesos bekarben tzibur. Right?
Yeah.
Is therefore lo shaychi kolach hamisha chatos lo nemra evin hilchus. That's a rush. I don't know if you get it. If you get a hold of the rush, maybe we'll figure this out. Do you have a chance, Alan, to get a hold of the rush and see? and see what he says.
The other thing is, why did he bring in about carbon seabor?
Yeah, because if there's no carbon seabor, then there's no deal of A, B, so...
What do I take that?
Alexander.
Alexander?
Ellickson, I think, is his name.
I'll follow him. I still have the money, but he was supposed to make the phone call.
Thank you.
Five things, he said, and one of them is missing the role of God. Where is such a rule come that one of them is missing his own God?